you want to talk about very direct, you might be offended. You know, because, you know, the Bible says that,
you know, so God sent a man called John the Baptist. You know John? Amen. He was a priest. He was a Levite. In Israel, it was only the priests that could come, that could minister. And, you know, this morning, you know, God was telling us about religion and about church. You know, Jesus had a lot of problems with the church people. He didn't have a lot of problem with the publicans or with the sinners. It was with the church people, the Pharisees. Okay? As he said, it was the church people that crucified him. The church people would be you and me. You know? He had a problem with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, the scribes, the teachers. You know, those who are, you know, I like church. I like church. Church is a very nice place. You know, you sing, you dance, you meet people, you can make business connection, you can even find a wife, you can find a husband, you can receive offerings. You know, to be a minister is a good business, you know. People give you money, they give you offerings, you are important. You say, you know, in Kampala, they told us that, you know, if we have left everything to become ministers, that is the only thing, is the honor the people give us, that is the only thing we benefit. So please don't take it away from us. Allow us to be called reverends and pastors, and allow us to receive worship from the people. That's what they told us in Kampala. Don't take it away. How many of us are in that condition? You know, it's very dangerous to be a pastor. It's a very dangerous profession. But it's very good to be a child of God. Which one do you want to be? You want to be a child of God, or you want to be in a dangerous situation? Amen. Amen. You know, so the Bible makes it very clear what God is requiring of you and me. You know, that He's speaking to us of a reality, like He was saying, a reality. You know, different from church, a social gathering. You know, the purpose for this building, thank God for this building, is that it is giving us comfort. It makes it comfortable for us to be able to listen. You know, we don't have the wind blowing on us, we don't have the rain raining, but we are covered. That's the only thing about this church. Amen. Amen. That's why God has set it up, so that it gives us the comfort. This church is not the temple of God. The temple of God is the reality of you, of what you are. And you know, God is tired of the church business, and He's moving on. Is moving on. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, God, if you turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, you know, read from verse 40 down, you know, talking about the resurrection, you know, talking about light and darkness, you know, talking about the first Adam and the last Adam, or the second Adam. You know, talking about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Talking about, you know, your experience in Liberia, going through war, going through raping, going through death, going through bitterness. And that in your mind, that bitterness is still working. That is church. That's what God is talking of. Amen. That's what God is talking of. God wants to come down to where you are. Because God is interested in you, your emotions, your desires, your will, your mind, your experience, your ancestry, where you are coming from. That is church. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when you come to church, you know, it's very good for us to, you know, forget about the reality and we're floating. We know it's like a man that goes to the club, he drinks wine. It gives him a false sense of happiness, isn't that so? And he drinks himself, he forgets his reality, he goes to bed. He wakes up in the morning and he goes again to drink. So he finds his happiness in that bottle. That is the bottle we have. Church is the wine that we are drinking. You know, it has taken away from us the reality of what God is talking of. You see, and the devil knows the reality. And God is sending a word to you to deal with your reality. God wants to come to you, your house. He wants to come to your experience. Amen. He says, I have good thoughts concerning you. Good thoughts. God knows who you are. God knows what you have been through. And he has something better for you.
Amen.
He hasn't finished with you yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, so the thing, as the brother was saying, you know, he was saying that many of us think that heaven is far away. And many of us think that God is far away. But I'm telling you, God is right inside. God, you know, God doesn't want to be far from you. And that's what we want to talk about for the next few minutes. We want to talk about the nearness, the reality of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil wants us to think that God is far away. Or to think that heaven is far away, or that the darkness, or that hell is also far away. But both hell and heaven, light and darkness, Christ and the devil are all within you, are all within, walking within your experience. Nobody needs to tell anybody in Liberia that there is the devil. Is anybody here who doesn't know, or who has not experienced the reality of devil? In Liberia, you say, no, there is no devil. Raise your hand. In Liberia here. Is anybody who says there is no devil? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have seen devils walking on the street. They came to your houses. They came to your home. You know what they have. Devils in men. Is it not so?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you that there is also the reality of God.
Amen.
As you have experienced those nature of darkness, that is how there is a nature of light also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what the brother is talking of. A reality of God. And you know, God didn't want to make it to sound like theory. That is why he sent a man called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let me go out of First Corinthians 15 and let's read John chapter 1. Let's read John. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that? Do you know that scripture? Say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now, if you go to verse 12, what does verse 12 say? Okay, let's go to 14, because we don't have much time. It says, and the Word, that Word that was in the beginning, that was with God, that was God, that Word, what happened to it? Is it in your Bible? Is it in your Bible? Who is the flesh? As you saw those devils come to your house during the war, in flesh, that is what he's talking of. That is what Christianity is all about. Christianity is not about offering and singing and dancing. Those ones are, he's talking about God in human flesh. That is the doctrine of Christ. You see, you will call his name Emmanuel. Because it is what? God in human flesh. That is what Christianity is about. So if God is not, you're not experiencing, you know what is God? Light. If the light is not overcoming the darkness in you, pack your Bible and go home. You're wasting time. You're wasting time. God in human flesh. And that is why God sent Jesus Christ as a pattern, so that you will see, so that you and I will see God in flesh, what it looks like. Amen. So that you will know what it means for God to be fully manifested in flesh. As you saw those devils manifested, you saw the devil manifested in flesh for 15 years in this country. You know, so that is how God sent Jesus Christ. And for 33 and a half years, God was manifested in flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Church is not offering and tithe, pastor, and all those things. Those are just God is not interested in. And that's what the Pharisees were interested in. He said, look, that's not my kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
That is what we are bringing to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying we should come out of church and come to life. Come and face reality. Tell yourself the truth. How many of us want to tell ourselves the truth? You want to tell yourself the truth. That Christ needs to come to your mind. You know, the bitterness you have, the unforgiveness that you have, the bitter experiences, God needs to touch it so that you will forgive the people that have hurt you. Do you know what I'm talking about? The people that have hurt you, you wish that they were, that the worst thing in life can happen to them. God says, forgive those that have hurt you. You know, it is when somebody has not hurt you that you don't know what it means. But it is when you have been hurt, like you have gone through, God says, forgive your enemies. How many of you are here ready to forgive your enemies today? Do you have enemies? Is anybody here who does not have any enemy from the Civil War? Or even in present day time? Well, you know, you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it. Let's forget it. Let's forget about that. Let's talk about church. Let's talk about evangelization. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where God says, church starts when you talk about those things. Say, you must forgive your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, forgive those who have despitefully used you. That God comes in and begins to change you from within. Do you know what? The devil has gone ahead of God. And he has wounded you in. He has so brought experiences to you that you are blocked. The temple of God is your mind. The temple of God are your emotions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the temple of God. So the devil comes in and he has damaged you within. But you see, you come out and you're involved in external things, but within you, you cannot respond to God, as the brother was saying. The demoniac ran to God. He responded from within him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us are willing to come to God? With the things that have happened, you say, God, I come just as I am. Amen.
Amen.
I come just as I am. I don't want to, you know, yesterday we were somewhere and we were looking. I told the brother, I saw so many masks. You know, they were saying 16 tribes of Liberia, and every tribe was shown by a mask. I saw Kisi, I saw all the different tribes. You know, I saw all the Good. And each one had a different type of mask. Do you know that is what is going on? Many of us will have masks. We'll come to church, we'll have one face for church. But there is a reality within us that church has not yet touched. That the gospel has not yet touched. Hallelujah. And God is saying, let us remove the mask. Let us remove the mask. That's what the scripture is saying. That God was made flesh. Now, let's go back. Let's go back to and read a little bit of this John. About this word. Now, verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, it was showing us, you know, the difference between the light and the darkness. We'll come there. You know, there is a kingdom of darkness, and there's also another one of light. And all of them are here within you. See, the kingdom of God is within you.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil knows. In your villages, they know that the kingdom of that within you, devils can live within you. But in the church, we pretend as though those things are not real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How can the devil? He says that demoniac had how many devils living in him? Where were they? They were in the mind, in the emotions, and in the desires. That is the house. The soul of man is a house of devils. It can also be the house of God. You must make the change. You must, like he was saying, you and I must make the change from being the house of devils to the house of God. Amen.
Yes.
We become the house of God when the devils are removed. And it is the light of God that drives them away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, let's see from the scripture. He said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness cannot resist, cannot comprehend it. The light shineth in darkness. And the darkness cannot resist it. Hallelujah. The change you need and I need is in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the change that we need. And the scripture tells us that Jesus came, and another man also came called Adam, is it not so? So you have two men, the first man, Adam, and the second man, Jesus Christ. The first man was a man of darkness. You know, in Adam, darkness was manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? Because Adam chose the way of darkness. He ate of the tree of evil and good. So darkness entered in him. And that darkness began to grow. And you and I, and man down the line, is becoming more and more dark. So that is the first man. The Bible calls him Proto-Adam, the first man, the beginning of man. But you see, that is not the whole thing about man. There's another man. God also brought him into this world. His name is Jesus. He said, in him was life. And that life was the light of men. So when you say you want to, you're a Christian, you're talking about life. You're talking about light. You're talking about changing. You're talking about, you know, moving from darkness into life. So as the fullness of darkness was made manifest in a man, and not just Adam, in the children of Adam, and the children of Adam have found themselves in Liberia. That is also how the light of God that has come in Jesus Christ will come forth in a group of people. And that is the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So God is telling us about a reality, something that's real, and I'm telling you about a reality. So to have a relationship with God means to walk in the light. Bible says, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now, what does that mean? It means that if we walk in darkness, as the devil is in the darkness, what happens? We also have fellowship with darkness. Hallelujah. So every individual, every man is either having fellowship in darkness, or either walking in darkness, or walking in the light. Amen. You might go to school, you might not go to school. You may be poor, you may be rich. You may be a woman, you may be a man. You may be small, you may be big. You may be young, you may be old. It doesn't matter. You may live in Liberia, you may live in America. But what is important is, where are you?
Amen.
Are you in the darkness or in the light? That is what this body is showing. That everything here is what? Darkness. But there is good news. That there is a kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us want to be in the kingdom of light? Well, the Bible says you have to make your calling and election what? Sure. That the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and men of violence do what? They take it by force. So what are you taking? What are you fighting for? What are you pressing for? What is the hunger in you? What are you testing for? Is it to press into the light? Or is it to continue to... Do you know that in the church, there's a lot of darkness in the church? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
John chapter 3 said that man and men love darkness because their works were evil. In the church. Who killed Jesus? Who killed Jesus? Hallelujah. There is darkness in the church. But you see, it's not just church. There is darkness here. Jesus says, the things that defile a man, where are they? The things that defile a man, where are they found? The things that defile a man, where are they found? There is darkness within you. There is darkness within. There is darkness here. And God has called me to overcome the darkness within me. That is Christianity. Hallelujah. Every man is born in darkness. You are born into darkness. But God gives you the opportunity, gives you the equipment so that you can overcome the darkness. Amen.
Yeah.
It's only you that can decide whether you will overcome darkness or not. And this has nothing to do with church. Do you know a man called Nicodemus? Who was he? Was he a church man? No, look for yourself. Was he a church man?
No.
Pharisee. Pharisee. Is he a church man?
Yeah.
Hey, he was an elder, heavy elder. Senior pastor, most senior reverend high priest.
Hallelujah.
And he came by night to meet Jesus. Jesus says, are thou a teacher and you do not know God?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'm trying to tell you that church is not going to benefit you. What will benefit is what? The kingdom of revelation of Christ. You need a revelation of Christ within your heart that will show you that you need an experience within here. and experience by which you can overcome darkness. Hallelujah. So it says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend, that it cannot overcome the darkness. God has made the provision of life, and that provision is in Christ. And Christ is God made flesh in a man or in a group of men. The fullness of God. Hallelujah. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15 where we were reading. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 15 verse 49. It says, and as we have borne, or as we have manifested the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Okay, I just read that, but let me go back to 45 and then read down. It says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. How be it, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have born, as we have walked in the image of the earthy, we shall also walk or bring forth the image of the heavenly. Verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. And like, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So this is a passage that we know that tells us two conditions. The condition of resurrection and the condition of death or of darkness. And in Christ, we experience life. In Christ, we move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And that is what we see on the board here, that there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness and then the kingdom of heaven. And there has to be a change. There has to be a moving from darkness into life. And it is in Christ that we experience this change, this movement from darkness into life. Now, if we go back a bit, In verse 52, it talks about the trumpet. It talks about the message. That there is a message God sends to you to bring you and to bring us into this place of experience where we go from death into resurrection. And God has been sending different messages to the church. There is a first message which many of us are familiar with, and that is the message that brings you into the kingdom of God when you become born again. But you see, when you get born again, it's just the beginning. It's, you know, it's like someone who has been received into the kingdom of God. We're just trying to introduce it, but you know, in the subsequent sessions we will have, you'll be able to see. Yeah, Jesus told Nicodemus, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Then it says, except you are born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So there is a progression from seeing and then from entering. Amen. So someone who is outside, who is not born again, he is outside of the kingdom of God. But you see, when you talk about the kingdom of God, sometimes we put it very far from us. The scripture said that the kingdom of God is within you. God is interested in your soul. God is interested in your mind. So when we talk of the kingdom of God, we're talking about your mind being in under the influence of darkness, or your mind or your emotions being under the influence of the kingdom of God, being under the headship and control of Christ. He was telling us about the head and the toe. The head is Christ, and the rest of the body has a relationship with the head. And the rest of the body has fellowship with the head. The head controls. How you know you are in the kingdom of light is that you have a relationship with Christ. That you have a relationship with the head. If any part of my body is not related with my head, then it's dead. Cancer is that situation in which a part of the body is no longer submitting to the head. You know, so it's doing its own thing. So there are some of us that are like cancer. We say we are in the body, but we are doing our own thing. We have our own agenda. And church business is that kind of cancer. You know, because you have an agenda of the church that you are pursuing. But you see, God wants to bring us into a body, not an organization. Your head should not be a man, your head should be Christ. Where you are hearing Christ and relating to Christ and responding to Christ. And that's how you know that you have come out of the kingdom of man or the kingdom of the devil into the kingdom of God. Where there is a flow, where there is a relationship. You know? So the kingdom of God is, it says the kingdom of God is within you. So the soul must come into the kingdom of God. The soul is the dwelling place of God. He was telling us, do you not know? Paul said, know you not that you are the dwelling place of God. When a man is born into this world, his soul is born in darkness. His soul doesn't know God. You see a little child, he's so beautiful, so nice. You know, we are rejoicing. But that soul is dark. The Bible says that the God of this world has done what? Has blinded the hearts of them that do not believe. When an individual comes into this world, he is dark. The nature of his soul is the nature of dark. He doesn't know God. The only thing he knows about God is just, he has idea of what God is, of who God is. Hallelujah. It is when the man receives the blood of Jesus Christ that the life of God comes into him and he becomes alive. He becomes quickened. That is what brings you. That's when you see. But before the blood of Jesus comes to you, the soul is dark. It doesn't know God. It's operating on its own. In fact, it's operating as a beast. Amen. It's operating like a widow. The husband is dead. He's doing his own thing. Hallelujah. But God wants you to come to a point where you see and you are alive. You recognize. You are alive. You can see that God is a reality. And that's what brings you into the kingdom of God. And then you begin a walk. You begin a relationship. You begin to grow in the things of God. You know? So I'm going to stop at this point. We're going to break off. And then when we come back, we're going to get into more detail regarding this kingdom of God. We're talking about coming into the kingdom of God. We're talking about having a relationship with the king. A kingdom must have a king.
Amen.
We're talking about coming into the body of Christ. And the body of Christ has a head. So we're talking about relationship. Relationship with the king and relationship with the head. And the body of Christ is the wife, is it not so? It's the bride. Okay? So we have the bride and we have the bridegroom. Amen.
Amen.
And the bride must make herself ready. It's not the bridegroom that makes the bride ready. It is the bridegroom. It's the bride that said that the bride has made herself ready. He was telling us about the man that came in, said, "Friend, how did you come in here not having a wedding garment?" Revelation 19 tells us that the bride was clothed in white garments because the bride has made herself ready. There's a responsibility you have to make yourself ready. Amen.
Amen.
How does a bride naturally make herself ready? By forgetting other men, isn't also? By keeping herself pure, isn't also? Say, he whoever has this hope, what does he do? Purifies himself. Even as he sees the day approaching. So the soul, which is inhabited by spirit, when you are born into this world, you are born with spirits in you. The spirits from your father, the spirits from your mother, and as you grow up, other, by your contact, other ones come in. Amen. That is the nature of man. We saw in that demoniac. But you see, the bride must make herself ready, must put off all those, you say, put off the old man, put off the old nature, and put on Christ. Must put on the nature of Christ, which is the nature of righteousness, holiness, the nature where you have overcome this fellowship with spirit. Amen. It's either we are fellowshipping in darkness or we are fellowshipping in the light. You see, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with Christ. Isn't it not so? If you are not fellowship with Christ, you are fellowship with the devil. And God calls that Babylon. He says, come out of Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
The bride cannot be in Babylon. The bride must be chaste. Isn't it not so? And pure. Free from every unclean spirit. That is the job. That is my responsibility. And that is your calling. And that is what we are discussing. And that is the work of the ministry. Say that he has raised some to do what? For the work of the ministry. For the perfection of the saints. Is it not so? To bring them to the maturity. Maturity. This work is to prepare the bride so that the bride can be joined to the bridegroom. Amen.
Amen.
That is the job of the bridegroom. And the job of the ministry. And what we are doing this weekend is we are reviewing what we have been doing before. And God is bringing an instruction and showing us the way we should go. Amen.
Amen.
It is to sharpen you. It is also to sharpen me. Isn't it also? Amen. In our fellowship together, so that we can have a direction. And the direction is very clear, that God is raising a body. Amen.
Amen.
God is raising an organism. God is bringing you and I into a kingdom. And he is the head. He is the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that I will wash and prepare a church without spot. Is it not so? Without wrinkle. That he might present unto himself what? A glorious church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's working to present a glorious church to himself. How many men want to marry a woman that is not clean? Is Christ going to marry such a woman? So if you want to be part of that body, what would you do? You have to clean yourself. You have to overcome the darkness. You have to overcome the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the quarrels, the gossip. Amen.
Amen.
The uncleanness. And that is what this weekend is about, to equip you to overcome darkness. Amen.
Amen.
To be victorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To overcome your situation. Not that God should make you an American, but God should make you a son of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that God should change your situation, but God should make you overcomer in your situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're not saying, God, change my situation. Take me to New York. Give me an American visa. But we're saying, God, make me a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That I'm talking with God. That God is living in me. I am the house of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, I will walk in you and talk with you. Amen.
Amen.
You hear God talking to you. You know, he was saying, walking with Adam. God was walking with Adam. It's practicality. God wants you to come to that place where you hear him. You talk with him. When you have a problem, you talk to God. Say, God, I have a problem. What do I do? You hear a voice. This is the way. Walk ye.
Amen.
That's all. The days of theory are over. We are now in the days of practicality. He said, now are we the sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
So God is bringing forth sons. It's called resurrection. You are arising. You are coming forth from death, from corruption, from mortality, from imperfection, from darkness, into his marvelous light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That God is going to bring light to you, to the darkness, to where you are, and he's going to change your experience.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you become an overcomer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your job may not change, but you'll be full of joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world, but to lose his soul? Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about God visiting you. God coming into your situation. And you forgive your enemies. You release your captives. How many people are, you have captives, people you have not forgiven? Do you have anybody like that? Are there people who, you know, you have not, there are some people you have not forgiven them. You remember the past. Your deliverance has come. Amen.
Amen.
Your liberty has come.
Amen.
The door of freedom.
Amen.
That you forgive and you become free.
Amen.
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 So we're going to pray for such people that God will set the captives free. You have been bound. You know, you have flashes of what has happened. God wants to take away those flashes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it possible?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he came to set the captives free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the kingdom of God. That you have gone from darkness to light. Amen.
Amen.
That you have put away. Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind. Not to hide them, and you think about them once in a while. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your mind becomes a tool of the devil to attack those who have hurt you. But God says, forgive those who despitefully use you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to close now. And you know, we'll pray and just, you know, respond to the word that has come. And then we'll come back for another time. We're going to go into more of the word. What we've been doing is just to introduce, you know, the direction where we're going to. And remember, we are talking about the kingdom of God. Is it not so? We are talking about the body of Christ. We say we don't want religion. Is it not so? We have agreed. Haven't we agreed?
Yes.
We don't want religion. We don't want church. Amen. We want reality. We want the word of God to be made flesh. We want God to come to our address. Amen. We want God to come into our experience. We want to bring our mind. We want to bring our emotions. We want to bring our desires. We want to bring and say, God, this is me. This is me. Hallelujah. I come as an offering. Say, a living sacrifice. No more mask. Is it not so? Amen. You're not coming to God as a kissing man. You say, God, I come to you as a man. God told Abraham, come out from your tribe. Is it not so? So God is saying, how many people are from Kise here? God said, come out from Kise tribe. Hallelujah. And become a son of God. Hallelujah. God is saying, come out from your tribes, your nation, your families, and come into the family of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this family, God is the big father. Into the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. So we have come into the family of God. That's what we are talking about. We are talking about reality. That the you know that which will change you. Let's bow our heads to pray. Amen. Just come and pray.